Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board with us and join the broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion today on the issue. We'll be talking about how to destroy America or how to destroy a nation. I'm saying how to destroy America. We're going to look at the enemy's plan for destroying the United States of America. We're on the fast track. Well, if you look at it as a baseball game, we're on the third base in relationship to the stratagem that's being carried out by the enemies in the demonic spiritual warfare being played out in the hearts and the lives of man. Before we start our broadcast, we just want to give our condolences to the family and all of the friends and the audience of Rush Limbaugh. Rush was a legend in his own time. He went on to be with the Lord at the age of 70 years old. Young man, 70 years old. He was a pioneer of conservative talk radio. I believe it was since 1988. Rush has been on the air. Some radio, television, but mainly radio broadcast. So as we say that we'll miss Rush, that's a, how would you say, small statement. But there's a verse of scripture that I'm reminded of in that vein. In Revelation, the 14th chapter, the 13th verse, the Bible says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." And I believe that would be true of Rush. The stage that he's set, the journey that he's taken, the battle that he's fought, I believe has been a worthy one. We say thank you for that stage that has been set. And for the battles that have been fought, and for the victory that's been won, I'm thankful for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not ideological, political dogma. It's not denominational determination. It's not based on what some may think, say, or believe. It's based on the authority of Scripture. And as we look at Scripture, we need to understand it as the truth book. The truth book. Jesus spoke to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32 and said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." It's the freedom that we have that cannot be found any other place than in a relationship to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, continuing in his word. And therefore, we will know the truth. It's the truth found in and through the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 14, 6, "I am truth." And further, he states in John 17, 17, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's truth that I urge us to seek, urge us to look out for. It was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian fictional novel, entitled 1984, that Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be true today. If you speak the truth and you stand on the truth, there will be multitudes that will despise you for it. That can be found on Facebook and other social media with the angry leftist mob that hates and hated Rush Limbaugh and all the vile, wicked, evil, demonic things that are being said by that category of humanity in America today. It's because they hate truth. But ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made such a powerful statement that I urge us to remember it. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Especially as Christians, we ought to stand on the truth. As conservatives, we need to believe the truth and listen to the truth, learn the truth, stand up for the truth. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, that we learn the truth. You won't find that on Communist Network News. You won't find it on CNBC or MSNBC or CBS or ABC, et cetera, et cetera. You'll find the total opposite of that. It is a matter, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to seek the truth in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask, where is that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You see the gigantic flag. It's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the United States flag, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917. Jump in at any point and any time during the course of this broadcast that you'd like to, as the old cliche goes, to put in your 2 cents worth. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion on the subject. It's a broad subject, and I'm going to try to narrow it down, boil it down, so you can get the points and understand what we're trying to say. If you were to talk with your wife about baking a cake, she'd let you know immediately there's a recipe that you must follow. And there's some things as far as the ingredients that must go in it for it to come out proper and not be a, quote, upside down cake. There's some things that needs to go in that baking recipe. Same is true, ladies and gentlemen, with a shadow government and their approach to taking over America and destroying our constitutional republic. It's not a democracy. It's devolving into a democracy. Democracy is where mob rules. We're rapidly declining into a democracy, but we're a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. But ladies and gentlemen, for the past 100 years, there's been a move to make America a communist nation. Now, we've not paid attention to it until the past 15, 20 years, past 30 years in general. But ladies and gentlemen, the die has been cast. There's a long journey that's been taken, and we're watching the wrap-up stages of the making America a socialist, Marxist, communist nation. We're on the fast track for that. You'll recall, ladies and gentlemen, under the Obama administration, the Obama presidency, the motto that Obama had was to fundamentally change America. Most Americans didn't pay attention to that motto. Most Americans could not fathom what that motto meant. Most Americans did not fully understand exactly what the goal was during the Obama administration, during his 8 years. But during his 8 years in office, ladies and gentlemen, along with Joe Biden, his sidekick, better known as the vice president, ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply tuck this in. Joe Biden is coming into office and will literally be the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. Obama's behind the scenes pulling the strings. Obama's behind the scenes with the goal of fundamentally changing America still on the top burner, if you will. Overwhelming majority of those in the Biden administration are scabs from the Obama administration, simply carrying out the ultimate goal of standing up the shadow government. Some call it the deep state. For many, many years, I've called it the shadow government. It's been an operation beyond the natural eye of seeing what is taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, during the Obama administration, we saw the onslaught of socialized medicine with what was called Obamacare. And we had the, by the way, just a little thought on that. We had all of the Republicans saying, elect me and we'll eradicate Obamacare. Elect me and we'll remove Obamacare. So during the first couple of years of Donald Trump's administration, the Republicans controlled the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office. They didn't remove Obamacare. The reason was because we have so many embedded bureaucrats that are also on the take from the handouts of the lobbyists and the big tech, pharmaceuticals, Wall Street, that they didn't want to do it. That was just a lie to be elected. We're talking about, though, the stratagem that's used by the enemy to destroy America. And I think it's time that we as Christians, I think it's time we as conservatives get a handle on and be able to recognize what is taking place. In fact, one of the major writers recently wrote an article, and I'll touch on the latter part of the broadcast. Are Christians stupid? Are Christians stupid? Is the title of that massive article. And may I say that to a great degree, the answer to that could be an overwhelming yes. Conservatives also. Ladies and gentlemen, we watched under the Obama administration, socialized medical care, the invasion of Islamic jihadists. We have watched the erosion of our national security. We've watched the depletion of our military powers. Under Obama administration, our military was brought to a world history low. In fact, with most of the equipment during the Obama years, most of the equipment, the planes and tanks and otherwise equipment in the military, they were having to repair planes and tanks with salvage parts from other planes and tanks and equipment because of the depletion of the military power. That's one of the elements that's necessary for the overthrow of a constitutional republic. It's one of the elements that's necessary to stand up a shadow government. That's an ingredient that's necessary to bring about socialization and the ultimate goal of Marxist communism. The demeaning of Christian beliefs and values under the Obama administration. Now, I'm saying these things, setting this foundation, building the image that I want us to understand of how you destroy America, or how to destroy a nation, how to overthrow America, and to bring to the forefront a communistic nation. We're watching that progressively take place. And now, because it's on the fast track, because it is going at, as John Brennan called it, lightning or laser speed, because it's laser speed, we're seeing it take place in real time, rather than behind the scenes, as historically it's been taking place. We watched Obama pack the federal courts with liberal judges and Supreme Court judges. Obama was a genius in that realm. Most of the things that were overturned, most of the court cases that blocked President Trump, were as a result of Barack Hussein Obama's appointing of federal appellate court judges that took that stand to prevent President Donald J. Trump of accomplishing his freeing America. We watched the welfare rolls under Obama increase dramatically, with more people on welfare than in the history of America during the Obama years. We watched the greater dependence on government and the highest level of those living on poverty than ever in the history of America during the Obama years. And now, ladies and gentlemen, under Joe Biden's presidency, we're witnessing the third term, literally, the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. We're witnessing today the carrying out of the ultimate agenda of fundamentally changing America that Obama had initiated and carried out for 8 years. We're witnessing that today. We're witnessing the shadow government standing up in full strength. We're witnessing what is taking place today is nothing less than the full-blown socialist, Marxist, Leninist, Maoist, communist hand coming into power. Now you say that's a lot of negative stuff. Well, I believe we need to understand what we're faced with, ladies and gentlemen. It's time that we recognize, as one writer put it, the real virus is not COVID, it's communism. The real virus is not COVID, it's communism. And as we'll talk about shortly in this broadcast, I want us to understand that some of the mechanisms and some of the tools that's been used in the past several years, past year and a half in particular, to bring about the fear and the hysteria, the panic in America that's caused all Americans to bow and submit to the ultimate coming communist control of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Be delighted to have you jump in at any point with the dialogue and discussion, asking your questions, giving your input. We'd love to hear from you about this very serious subject today. Yes, I believe we're watching the destruction and the demise of a constitutional republic with our Bill of Rights being absolutely eviscerated, destroyed, as we watch it day after day after day. We're watching the Gestapo governmental agencies forcing American citizens to stay inside, to stay locked down, to keep the businesses locked down, to wear one mask, two masks, three, and now they're saying the possibility of three or four masks needs to be worn. Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, is totally adamantly against our Bill of Rights. In fact, Joe Biden made a statement. Let me read you a brief article. Joe Biden repeats his haunting threat against the Bill of Rights. The shocking wave of authoritarianism unleashed during the current crisis only seems to have reinforced Joe Biden's view of constitutional amendments. Speaking to Wired in an interview published Thursday, Biden said, "No amendment is absolute." You hear that? No amendment is absolute. Therefore, he's suggesting, according to this article, and I believe is true, even something as precious as the freedoms that we have guaranteed in our Bill of Rights are not set in stone, Biden said. Responding to the public curiosity about gun control, for example, Biden explained that not only what he felt about the Second Amendment, but how he feels about the totality of all of the, quote, vital constitutional amendments as well. He said, the Constitution and the amendments are not absolute, end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but that frightens the socks off me and that realization. Psalms 11, verse 3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. As we see the foundations destroyed, what can we do? How should we respond? Perhaps you're asking that question. I'm going to talk about that during this broadcast today, of what we need to do, how we need to respond, especially Christians and conservatives and patriots in America, what we need to do and how we need to respond. We're watching, we're witnessing today the demise of America, watching and witnessing the evisceration of our Constitution and especially that portion that's called our Bill of Rights. We're watching it being shredded before our eyes. So just what is it? What's taking place that will destroy the United States of America? Let me just give you a little oversight in case you're not aware. You can challenge it if you like. You can join in the discussion if you like. But let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, during the 2020 during 2020, that is the past year, the stage was set by weaponizing COVID-19 to undermine and destroy the reelection of President Donald J. Trump. I believe personally that Donald Trump is the greatest president America has had. Now, notwithstanding, Ronald Reagan was a fantastic conservative, but I believe what we witnessed in the 4 years of President Donald J. Trump was an extension of Ronald Reagan's beliefs and policies that I believe President Trump put into motion that is now being eviscerated, undermined, and destroyed. This is the reason there's so many people, 75 to 80 million, and I believe perhaps more than that, Americans would love to see President Donald J. Trump back on the scene in some fashion. I believe that he needs to take a strong arm approach during the 2022 election to make sure that only those that are constitutionalists, only those that are patriots, only those that believe what was set in place with President Trump and can be placed in office. It's the only hope we have, ladies and gentlemen. Notwithstanding, if that is not accomplished, we can forget any 2024 election. I believe there is the potential of having a 2024 election because I believe between now and then, just my opinion, the Supreme Court will ultimately hear 17 cases they've already stated they'll listen to about the fraud in the election and about the Dominion machines being rigged so that it will give the election to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a Manchurian president. He is a false president. He is a Trojan horse president that's in the Oval Office today. And by executive orders, literally turning America upside down. Through executive orders, he is literally carrying out Obama's initial statement of fundamentally changing the United States of America. The socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrats used the emperor in the white jacket, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Birx, the World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros, to put America under the cloud of fear. It was under the guise of we're going to protect your life. If you don't listen to us, you're going to die. Hear me, listen. I don't know if you recall it or not, but Dr. Fauci told President Trump that the data showed that 2.2 million Americans would die unless America just shut down. So President Trump announced we're going to shut down America for 2 weeks to flatten the curve and open back up. And Dr. Fauci knew better. Dr. Fauci is part of the orchestration of the Wuhan China virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci, through backdoor spending, allowed tax dollars of $3.7 million to fund the Wuhan China Communist Lab to produce man-made splicing of pathogens to make the coronavirus into a weaponized form that could be spread by vaporizing it. And I've covered that several times on this broadcast. No need to go into great detail, but just remind you that that's the case. So it's through the weaponization of COVID-19 and through the hysteria sowing of the hysteria seeds by Dr. Anthony Fauci that America became locked down in total submission, the American people totally submitted to the socialist agenda. Now, I understand if a government says that you're going to die if you don't allow us to help you, you're going to die as a people unless we lock everything down. Understand how that can take place. Understand, because we watched it, we witnessed it. But I want us to understand in retrospect of how the stage has been set. The die has been cast. The players are in place. The act is taking place. And we're in the final stages of the final act before absolute, there's no turning back for the salvaging of the Constitutional Republic called the United States of America. You recall, ladies and gentlemen, forced businesses to lock down. The public has seen hundreds of billions of dollars in losses as a result of the closed businesses. Thousands and thousands of our businesses, ladies and gentlemen, especially the mom and pop shops and businesses that they poured their lives into, have gone belly up. They filed bankruptcy to never reopen. During the course of the summer of last year then, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is made up of three women that founded it. That's in-your-face sodomites, and their agenda, as they claim highly trained Marxists, is to overthrow the United States of America. The socialist, Marxist, BLM Democratic Party used the BLM Black Lives Matter and Antifa during the summer to literally cast fear across America with the rioting and the burning and the pillaging and the killing. 30 some odd people were killed during those riots. They were called peaceful riots. But you have a group go to the Capitol, it's called insurrection, a total modification of terms. But ladies and gentlemen, we've watched not only the forced business lockdowns, which caused hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars of loss, but we watched also the mandate of churches closing, which is unconstitutional, unholy, unbiblical, and absolutely illegal. But we watched the government tell the churches to shut down, and the churches did. Thousands and thousands of churches are still closed today as a result of the forced lockdown of churches. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, I find it antithetical to anything that's called freedom of Christianity, freedom of worship, freedom of religion, for the government to be able to step in and say a church needs to close and a church will close indefinitely. I believe I have a call on the line. Joseph, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, as a prophecy enthusiast, I've watched the demise of Christian America accelerate greatly. It is a blatant confirmation of Bible prophecy, confirmation that God exists. Have we reached the level of corruption that triggers God's wrath? A medical analogy would be blood septicemia or sepsis. If the blood poisoning is beyond treatment, the patient's life is essentially over. If that is true about a Christian America, it is very urgent that people who are not saved to get saved as soon as possible, because he's fixing to rapture his children out of here, and it's going to really get bad after the rapture.
Brother, you're exactly right, and the inside is right on target, eschatologically speaking and chronologically speaking, because, and let me just say this, lest our listeners, some may not be aware of the chronology of the eschatological biblical text, and that is the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure of the body of Christ out of this old world. And then, as you said, it will get a whole lot worse, and that's because the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, as the Bible calls him, will step on the scene and rule with an iron fist and destroy anything that's called morals and ethics and values and rule the whole world. But the point that is made, and it's very, very clear that you're saying, is it possible, if I can restate your question, is it possible that we've reached the point of no return in America? Is it possible that we've gotten to the point that there's no turning around? So let me answer that twofold. We've got about a minute and a half left on this segment of the broadcast, but in that time, let me say this. I believe there's a high potentiality that we have reached the point of no turning back, and that what we're watching is the intrusion, if you want to use that term, of the hand of God in bringing about the judgment of God upon a nation and a world that said no to Jesus Christ. America has banned God. We've banned the Bible. We've banned Jesus. We've banned anything that's called spirituality. We've locked down the churches by governmental fiat order, which is unconstitutional, unholy, illegal, and unbiblical. And as a result of that, I believe God said enough is enough. Now, if that is not the case, we're going to wait for, watch for, and pray for God's divine hand of intervention to save America, to turn us back to God. But I believe it's going to take a catastrophic event for that to take place. So, brother, I believe you're right. We're watching one or two things. Either we're watching it get so bad that God's going to intervene and heal America, or it's so bad that God is saying enough is enough, just as he said with the children of Israel during the years that they would turn their backs on God. God would put them into bondage. They would cry out, plead to God for forgiveness and repentance, and God would heal the land. And I believe we're at that juncture today, Joseph. And you're exactly right, too. If we believe that, you're listening to me and you believe that, if we believe that as a whole as Christians, we need to speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen, and to be a burning shoe leather, reaching others with the gospel of Jesus Christ before it's eternally too late. Joseph, keep on praying, brother. Keep on looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. After the break, we'll come back. We'll continue the dialogue and the discussion about how to destroy America. Perhaps you've seen some elements of what is taking place that you think needs to be heard. Love to hear from you right after the news.
First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.